I talked in the opening remarks about how the church has sometimes used that image of the white dawn for the Blessed Virgin, you know, this pure backdrop in which the sun rises. And that was echoed in the gospel verse that was beautifully sung. Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God. The dawn, that white dawn, is a reflection of the sun. She's the background. What made her pure were the anticipated merits of the sun. And that's what the church talks about with regard to Mary. She was the most wonderfully redeemed in advance by her own son. It's beautiful in that first reading from the prophet Micah, who reminds us that it's all about Jesus. We honor Mary because of Jesus. And and Mary herself is always pointing to the Son, to Jesus. You know, from you shall come forth one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. In one sense, we heard some of that antiquity of origin and that long genealogy in the gospel. But that phrase, from ancient times, it's also kind of a phrase that's used by the prophets to refer to God. God is the one who is ancient of days. So it's Micah here is saying this ruler has divinity about him. There's that next phrase, which is kind of interesting. The Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born. You can think about that in a couple ways as well. The people of Israel were given up to conquering and exile, but the people of Israel and all of humanity was given up to our own will, which was sinful. Starting with Adam and Eve, we were given up. God did not give up on us, but he did bide his time in preparing the way for the coming of Mary, for the coming of Jesus. Give them up until she who is to give birth has born. This beautiful gospel that goes through this long genealogy. And Matthew just starts with Abraham. Luke traces it all the way back to Adam. Beautiful reminder to us that God is patient, but he never gives up. He never forgets his promises. Back in Genesis 3:15, he had promised a woman who would be never under the dominion of Satan. And here in the gospel, we encounter her, and we still encounter her today. In that genealogy, there's several women that are named, some of whom are known for being more virtuous than others. But I tell you what, almost all of those kings from David on were not very virtuous. So when we look at Jesus' ancestry, or Mary's ancestry, it's a reminder to us that God can bring good out of evil in our lives as well. It's another beautiful thing that we celebrate today. This great good that is the Blessed Mother came because of all kinds of evil in the world, and God brought forth this beautiful woman from that background. He can do great things with us as well. The last thing that I wanted to... not quite the last thing. One other thing in the gospel that's always kind of struck me. It's the gospel says that the angel in the dream to Joseph says, "Do not be afraid. Through the Holy Spirit, it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her." And some of the early church fathers, St. Athanasius in particular, who was a great champion of Christ's divinity, he talks about that phrase very particularly. He says it's very important that the evangelist, inspired by the Holy Spirit, doesn't talk about a child being introduced into Mary, but being conceived in her. To say that this isn't something foreign, this is something that came forth, the human nature came forth from her. Christ was conceived in her. The Holy Spirit filled her from within, and the incarnation happened. So it's a powerful thing to think about how Mary was from the very moment of her conception, but in her conceiving of Jesus, so powerfully filled with the Holy Spirit from within. And the last thing, in the office of readings this morning, I was struck by the author, St. Andrew of Crete, talking about how all of heaven rejoices, all the angels and saints rejoice on this day. And it just struck me, gosh, they're having a birthday party for Mary in heaven. What a beautiful thing. You know, this is the king's mother. Honor your father and mother. Jesus made that law, that commandment. He's certainly going to follow it himself. And we, his disciples, to whom he has given his own mother, right? At the foot of the cross, behold your mother. We honor her today too. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of the Blessed Mother, all the examples that you have given us in her. There's this, a lot of times when a little kid comes up to me and says, today's my birthday, I respond and say, well, what are you going to give me for your birthday? And they look at me a little strangely, and they never give me anything for their birthday. You're supposed to give me something for my birthday. But I think today is a beautiful example that Mary does give us her intercession, her example, her support on her birthday. So we honor her today, but we also call upon her to pray for us, to intercede for us, and to inspire us.